Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Mac, and you are listening to Mac's Musings. Going to give this another shot. We're having technical difficulties here at Blog Talk Radio, so hopefully my guest will be able to get on the air this time. And his name is Samuel Mucker. And it should be dialing him, and hopefully we'll get to hear him this time. So here's hoping, people. Stay tuned. I'm trying my best. Hello, Sam.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Finally. How are you?
I'm doing good. A little stressed out, but I'm good.
Oh, why are you stressed out?
Making this movie.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Not that I wanted to, like, because I know we'll get to it later.
Yeah.
So, you've been on the show before, and I appreciate you coming back. But I still would like you to give any listeners that we may have, to give them a little biography about yourself, you know, an autobiography, you know, where you grew up, your passions, anything about filmmaking or your security company, anything you want to include. And while you're doing that, I'm going to share the new link because a lot of people will be trying to use that old link. Okay, so you go ahead while I do that.
All right. Well, I grew up in Indiana, way up north, what we northerners call the Amish territories. A little town called LaGrange. Then I bounced down to Florida for a year when I was like 8 or 9. Back home again to LaGrange area. Finally, my mom and me moved down to Indianapolis. And I grew up here pretty much since I was 14. Been in and out of regular juvenile trouble and continued a little bit into my adulthood. Well, most of my adulthood. And in that process of being in and out of trouble, I met my wife, and we've been together almost 10 years now. And we've got 4 kids, and meeting her just put a whole new perspective on life for me, and just things started just changing. And in the last 7, 8 years, I have transitioned into working at Steak and Shake, to working pizza delivery, to acting, and working security at a concert venue, to running my own security company, to now owning a photography company, and also making a movie. So just in the last 2 years, that's what I've done just right there. And things have just spiraled forward, and I got all kinds of likes. I mean, as you can see, photography and movies, music, wrestling, cars, all sorts of different hobbies and likes. I like tattoos. I like to draw, doing all kinds of events and fairs, nature. There's just so much that I like to do, and I try to implicate them passions into what I create, what I post about, talk about. And that's about the gist of it there for where I've come and where I'm at.
Yeah, for general information. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, it's interesting you like cars, because I like cars too. Of course, I have a big thing for old cars, you know, like the running boards and, you know, the cranks, and I'm into all that stuff. So I get it about the cars.
Yeah.
And one car that I... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, huh?
Oh, it was nothing important. I was just going to say one car that I had It was a classic, if you use the term a little bit loosely, but it was a 1990 Ford Mustang convertible, and it was cherry apple red. Beautiful car, and I had gotten it. It was used, obviously. That's how it was a classic. But I was paying on it, and then I had to pay my mortgage payment. And so I had a good relationship with the dealership that I had gotten it from. So he took it back and gave me the exact same price that I paid for it, which, as you know, most used car dealerships don't do that. That's how good of a relationship I had with him. So he gave me the exact same amount, and he said that he would try to hold it for me. But, of course, he couldn't make any promises, because if somebody came by and offered him some money, he was going to take it, because that's what he's in business for, to make money. And I told him I understood and everything. And it was only, like, 2 weeks later where I had the money to pay my mortgage, so I paid it. And I went back there to get the car, and it was already gone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was real sad, because that was a it was in mint condition and everything. It was so great. I loved it. Well, for one thing, I love convertibles. So yeah.
My favorite car is the Mitsubishi Diamante.
Mm. We'll talk about that for a little bit. What do you like about it?
Well, the doesn't matter if it's got leather or it's cloth seating. It's just a comfortable seat no matter where you sit at in the car. It's plenty of leg room for the front and the back. And it's basically a Mitsubishi Galant, just got a little upgrade to it, not by much, but it looks better than the Galant, in my opinion. And the inside's a little different and a little upgraded. But everything about the car is just, if you got beat the hell out of the engine and to make it go away. And it's easy to navigate if you never worked on an engine and you decide, I ain't got that much money, it can't be that hard. You YouTube it, you figure it out and get it done. And then just overall, just handles good. It's got good pick up and go, good stopping. It was a wonderful car, and I haven't had very many cars in my life, but I've had probably about 10 or 12, and it's by far my favorite vehicle I've ever owned besides my pickup.
Yeah, you never know. That might be my favorite if I ever had one, but my favorite of the ones that I've had was the Ford Mustang.
Yeah. On the car, I would say the Mitzi was a car, and on anything other, like an SUV or a truck, I'd have to say that my Dodge Ram 1500 I had was overall my favorite non-car.
Well, it's a vehicle, though, so it counts.
Yeah.
Well, so now, how about getting into a few specific things that I know you wanted to talk about? And one of them, I mean, you touched on everything, but this you can go into more detail now. So I'm going to let you talk about your security company, Schmucker Security, as long as you want to talk about it. It's an hour show with about 50 minutes left, so you've got plenty of time. So I'll let you talk about that for a while.
Well, Schmucker Security started off after I was let go, along with a few other people, at a music venue here in Indianapolis. Somebody stole some money from a bar that was at a festival, and they outsourced the bartenders, so nobody knows anybody. And they're working the bar, and at the end of the night, when they tallied it up, there was X amount of dollars missing. And so anybody under 6 months was let go. That way nobody got blamed and all the new people were let go because it ain't been happening and all these new people are here, something's happening, we got to start over. And I struggled to find a job. I worked some little odds and ends things. I went back and worked with a friend and bounced around. And finally, I seen a volunteer job to do security at an event. So I signed up. I got picked. I went and did it. I liked the aspect of it. So then I started reaching out asking if, because I got certified at the music venue. So I got certified, registered, went through risk assessment classes, security classes, watched videos, got trained by the IMPD on how to do your job without breaking the law and yet still get done what needs to be done for the safety of everybody there, even if you have to get physical on your property to get them out of the property, how to do it legally. And so I started reaching out to people. I took a couple online classes and didn't have to go far because I had learned everything in-house. I got my certificates and I kept going. And somebody reached out and said, hey, if you want to come and do our security, I remember you from where you worked at the place we did the concert at. And he says, yeah, we ain't got security at this place if you want to come over. So I traveled from Indianapolis all the way over near like Sandusky, Ohio area, which is about a 4-hour drive from me, and did a 3-hour show. And in the process of working that show, I made connections with the other opener and the headliner of the concert that he's going to be on my podcast that I'm getting ready to launch here soon. He's the lead singer of his own band, but was a former front man for a nationwide band everybody will know. And he's going to be on my show, and I'm waiting for him to come to town to do his security and photographs. And it just transpired. Network of mouth and networking when you work a show with the other people who are there just transformed that. I've worked wrestling shows, music festivals, music events, concerts, fairs, expos. I'm getting ready to do another expo at a fair here in a couple weeks tomorrow, and I'm doing some photography for a wrestling show and another one in another week and just all kinds of things with Schmucker Security, because that's what started me off was I started my own company. I started getting the jobs. They're not rampant. They're slow. I have to reach out a lot of times to get hired. And sometimes if they're in town, I get perks if I don't get paid. So working a show, pay for anything at the show, like any meet and greets or any green room time, or I can go stand in the front and enjoy the music and take my own photographs without being in, you know, I don't have to pay for nothing. I just had to give my time to help out here and there. And I get the event, which I'm happy with sometimes. And doing that transpired in me learning all kinds of security things. People do security jobs are great. But a lot of them are skilled in one specific aspect of security. If you work for an armored car service and you never did it before that, your only knowledge is armored car security. That's it. Because you ain't worked a concert. You haven't worked in a mall. You haven't worked at a huge music festival or a fair or a convention or any of that. You've worked armored security, so you have no aspect of anything else. And I'm an event security, so that's where I stop at. I do parking lot monitoring, property monitoring, like drive around the apartment buildings and make sure nobody's breaking into cars or storage units on the property and personal property, you know, may, hey, I'm not going to be home from 6 until 9. I need somebody to watch my house and, you know, things like that is what we offer. And then from there, it just went on into other aspects of what I've added to my company that I have other avenues. But for the overall purpose, Schmucker Security is the home base, and it's all events. Anything you can think of, meet and greets, line control, crowd control, risk assessment, driving to and from a hotel, airport, picking up talent, taking them where they need to go, running and getting groceries, food, taking them to a TV interview, whatever the case may be, we can do it all. We can help you load in the gear, load it out, help you get it ready to set up on stage or set up the event. Just, you know, we have so many different principles that and skills that we can utilize that we're like a one-stop shop. But there's only two of us. And that's the only issue, because I'm new. I'm not a full-time business. It's a one-time concert in Indianapolis or in Louisville or Cincinnati. It's a one-night show. I'm not leaving from Cincinnati to go to New York and Florida and Texas with you. It's one time, and I get people as I need them. But what comes with getting me is. I know how to run the show. I know where the weak points are. I know where you need to have the bigger guy for intimidation looks instead of the smaller guy, because I've seen it and I've been there. I'm small, and I've worked with bigger guys than me. And when you put me in a certain spot, people aren't worrying about you. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. But you put me somewhere where they're trying to be sneaky, get backstage, get around the barricade, get closer and closer to the talent, you know. They're gonna look at you and be like, man, I'm three times bigger than you. I'm going to move you out my way. I'm getting to this person. That type of aspect is what you deal with. So you don't want me there. Right. You want the big guy there, because the big guy, he's going to look at the big guy and be like, damn, I ain't going to get through this time. I got to find another way around. I know where those weak points are. I know how to talk to you without even getting physical or upset and calm you down so you don't get kicked out, or I know how to talk to you and get you out willingly on your own. I got that aspect. I know how to do the lines and the, you know, I just met Sting. I'll just say this. I just met Sting. WCW, AEW, WWE, the man with the paint. And I was able to be professional the event that I worked when I got to meet him. But I'm telling you, the inside of me was like a fanboy ready to jump out, like I was 8 years old again seeing him. And that's another thing about security is, you never know who you're going to work with. And if you do, and it's somebody you want to be around, you got to know how to go in there and be professional, yet accomplish what your 8-year-old inside self wants to accomplish as well, but come across as an adult and professional so that now you're friends for that day. You can talk, you can interact. You might get a picture, you might get an autograph. If nothing else, you got to spend time with somebody that you looked up to as a kid. And that's what you got to learn to take away from that. All these people that I see are so fanboyish and fangirlish that they pass out. They cry, they mumble, they stutter, and I'm like, I'm that same person. But who I'm standing here beside is no different than you. They just have an art that they're giving the world, and everybody loves it, and here they are today.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to treat that person just like I'm talking to you and you're talking to me. They're a person. Yes, they're rich, they're famous, they're a celebrity, but they're here to make some money because that's their job. That's how they survive. But if you come, they want you to come to them as a person. They love the fan stuff, but that's why a lot of them are the way they are, is because it's a job. But if you treat them like a person and talk to them like a person instead of a fan, then you could see the difference in how they talk to you to talk to the person before you or after you, because you're treating them like an everyday Joe. And that's what they just want to feel like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Right on. Thank you. I appreciate that. And take it away from the movie. Take it away from the music and talk about something else.
Right.
And you're going to go a long way with that. And that's why I like doing my job, because then I can interact. And the next time they're in town, I can't get a job anywhere else. Hey, you need any help with anything? You need me to do some driving, running for you, be your security, line control, work for you directly? And I get that sometimes. Yeah, you come out to the show. I can use your help for a couple hours. Boom. I'm in the show. I'm working. You can, go enjoy the show. Now I can network. And then word of mouth spreads.
Well, yeah. Yeah, word of mouth is great.
It's wonderful. I've got a combo job coming up here in Evansville next month. That's security, photography, and cinematography, all in one lump sum. You know who Jerry the King Lawler is, right?
Yes.
It's his celebration. They're doing a reunion celebration for Jerry the King Lawler in Evansville next month, and I'm helping out with security, but I'm mostly and mainly doing video and photography of the entire event for them to be able to use for Jerry's social stuff.
Mm.
So that's a big
cool.
deal for me to have on my security company, because it's a huge, legendary name. And that's why I'm like, I want to, you know, because they're coming up soon, and that's why I wanted it to, you know, get it out there in the air about what's going on with the updates and everything, because bigger things are coming, and, you know, I don't generally care about how many people are following me directly. I do, but I don't, because I'm trying to grow my business, my content, and get it out there to get better things to come, because 8 years is a long time to go from flipping some hamburgers at Steak and Shake to working with celebrities and musicians and wrestlers to making a movie to doing what I'm doing in my security there, so people will see what I'm capable of doing with nobody else's help, and that other people can do it. That you have a dream, find it, run with it, because I can sit there and tell you for a fact that 3 years ago, I'd have looked at you and told you, quit talking all this stuff. I'm not doing none of this stuff. You need some help. And I'd probably end up in a fight over it, because you really think you know for a fact I'm going to do it. And back then I would have never believed you. We'd have gotten a fight over it, because that future never even appealed to me, because of where I was at in my life, that all this was an accident. And doing this stuff without any help and making the connections that I have just, you know, makes me know that anybody can do anything. You just got to believe in yourself.
That's really true. Because I'm not trying to bust in on what you're saying. But when I first became a nurse, and it was later on in my life, I wasn't like an old fart or anything like I am now. But I remember my dad, who was a horrible person, but he said to all of his kids stuff like, you're never going to amount to anything. You're never going to do anything. You're good for nothing. And, you know, different things like that. He was dead by the time I got my my license, just nursing. And I remember thinking to myself, yeah, too bad he's not alive, because I'd take that and shove it right in his face.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean,
and I didn't,
last year...
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Last year I did that first movie last year, almost a year ago, and I posted it. And somebody, it was just a YouTube video, but it's part of a series. And somebody messaged me from like way back in the day, said, hey, I've been following you for a minute now. Remember me, blah, 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 blah. He used to pick on me in high school. And now he was trying to be all buddy, buddy and friends. And I'm like, why'd you wait all this time to contact me all this time? You know, I was that piece of trash. It was that, you know, all this other and everything. You made fun of me and bullied me and all this, and now you want to reach out and try to act all, but hey, I see you're doing good, man, blah blah blah, you want to get together and have some coffee and talk and catch up? No, I don't. Why? And some people can change, and yeah, I can change too, but that don't mean I want to be friends with somebody.
Yeah, especially when they treated you bad, because there are quite a few people that if they tried to be buddy-buddy with me, I'd tell them which door they could go out.
Exactly.
That's a nice,
yeah,
nice way of putting it. Because there are quite a few that I actually, after, and I'm not advocating beating people up, but I had lots of bullies all throughout school. And every time I went to a new school, there was always some bully there. And the only way that they got the point was when I beat them up. And then they were afraid of me. And so then they didn't bother.
Yep.
And then the rest of
the
school left me alone, too, because I beat up the school bully. So nobody bothered me anytime I went to a new school.
That's right. And that's how it works.
Yeah. But at this one time, though, this girl... I didn't find out till later who she was. She was the head of some gang or something, and she kept picking on me every day. I mean, I had really, really long hair, and she would pull on it every single day. And one day, I turned around, and I just pounced on her, and I had her on the floor, and I was pounding her head into the floor because I had her by her ears, and I had her by her two ears. And I was holding myself back. I wasn't trying to kill her, but I wanted her to get the point. So I had her by the ears, pounding her head into the floor. Five male teachers it took to get me off of her, and all five of them ended up with at least one black eye. Three of them had two black eyes, and they got hit and kicked all over the place. Well, because I was basically like a wild animal, because I snapped, because I'm putting up with this every day, and the school did absolutely nothing about it. They knew that she was a bully, and they didn't do anything. They let it happen. And she was a bully to everybody, not just me. I mean, obviously. But after that, after I, you know, basically beat the crap out of her, she started hanging around me like she was trying to be all buddy-buddy and everything. And then at the same time, the rest of my actual buddies in school were avoiding me. So I was like, what's going on? So I asked my best friend, because she was avoiding me too. I said, what's going on? And she said, well, you know, we have to be careful because you're the leader now. And I said, the leader of what? And she said, well, you beat up so-and-so, and she was the leader of gang. I'm not going to give the names, but she was the leader of XXX gang, and you beat her up, which means you're now the leader of that gang. And I started laughing, and I said, oh, is that why she's been hanging around me? And evidently that's what it was. So I used that in a good way. I had a meeting. I called a meeting, and everybody, you know, came to it. And I said, this is what's going to happen now that I'm the leader of this club. Yeah, you can still fight if it's warranted, but you're going to stick up for the people that are getting bullied by other bullies, like what you used to be, because you're not going to be that anymore. You're going to be protectors now, because I'm leading this place. And if anybody's got a problem with it, then they can have a fight with me, and then they can be the leader. And, you know, nobody argued with that. And so later on, I gave the reins back to her, because I said, as long as you keep it this way, that you're going to protect people instead of picking on them and beating them up, then I won't have to get involved anymore. You can do what you want with it. And she was fine with that. And so they ended up being protectors.
Right on.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have to fight all the time. That was the main reason why I did it. I may be okay with a fight. I've never lost a fight, but that doesn't mean that I just want to do nothing but fight. But I want to get off
That's
of that
it.
Now, though. Yeah. So you touched on a few things there that I want you to go into a little more detail. Not a lot, because we're about halfway through the show now. We've got about 28 minutes or so. You mentioned a podcast, which I knew about, but I want you to talk about that a little bit. You know, talk about how you started it, how you thought, what you thought when you were going into it, and what kind of a show it's going to be, you know, whatever you want to tell us. Go ahead.
After doing the security stuff, I had made so many connections with celebrities, musicians, band members, actors, producers, directors, all kinds of people, that I interacted with them afterwards and still do. Not a lot, just enough to touch base here and there. There's a few more than others. And I was like, everybody's got a podcast. Everybody's got a subject or a topic for the night or a hodgepodge of things going, dedicated things. And I'm like, you know, I do security for a hodgepodge of things. And there's plenty of security podcasts out there, but nothing, I've been on a couple and nothing like what I do. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to come up with my own. I'm going to figure this out. So I did some research and I seen how easy it really was. I mean, still learning, but I was like, okay. I reached out to some people, and some people's like, yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it. I'll jump on. Just let me know when. Give me a date. And I've coordinated some. I got some good ones lined up coming up soon. And it's people I've worked with, worked beside, worked for. The first one is Session One. It's some of the cast and crew for my upcoming movie that I'm putting out, Jason in Indianapolis. It'll have some of the actors and actresses in it, some of the crew members who are going to be helping out on the scene or on the set. While some of the scenes have been filmed, not all of them have. So there's still a lot to talk about, but that'll be the first session. Then I got some actors coming up, some musicians, a couple wrestlers are going to be coming on. So the whole aspect of my podcast's topic overall is all things wrestling, music, movies, anything else that you see the title of that night's session, because I may hit on some things like cars now and then and try to get some car builders, painters, designers on the show because I do like cars, or people who own celebrity cars. I might try to get some of them on there. Other podcasters that have a huge following and have want to try to spread their message, even people who are just starting and they got a good topic and I like what they're talking about, then I want them on my show too so I could talk to them, and then my followers see them and they go follow and just build it up. That's what I'm trying to do with mine, is hit stuff that nobody else hits when you talk to certain celebrities and these people that are out here making content, out here filming stuff and writing and singing and making music and putting their bodies on the line, doing amateur and pro wrestling for entertainment purposes, and UFC fighters who fight in the ring, boxers. Just, I want to hit on questions that nobody asks and dive into things that people want to know but never get a chance to ask, and nobody else send in interviews. They hit the same old points, and I'm trying to get past that and get more in-depth to So when you Google something, you don't get 50 million hits on what you Googled. You hit on, you like, hey, what does Tom Cruise like to do at 2 o'clock in the afternoon if he's home and he's just chilling in the afternoon? What's he do? You know, I may have a beer and play some PlayStation or go swimming in the pool, or he'll tell us what he does. And when somebody Googles that, you only got one. Because I'm the only one that's ever asked a question like that. And that's where I want to take it to, because when they share the podcast link with their followers, people are going to see a new side of somebody they follow. And they're going to see I'm the one that did it, and they just learn something about who they're fans of. And that's where I want to go, is I want people to see, be like, damn, I didn't know that. And he hit a good question. That was good. I just learned something. I've been following this guy for 25 years, and I just learned something. Cool. And that gets me. I mean, go check this podcast out, you know.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, that's
good.
Where.
Go ahead. I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
All I was going to say, I didn't mean to interrupt you, though, was that I totally understand, because that's basically, basically what I do, because a lot of people that come on my show, they're surprised at some of the questions that I ask or what I get out of them. I had one actress who does TV and film. She's most famous for one specific TV role. And so when I had her on the show, I said, of course, I couldn't really have you on the show without mentioning that, but I'm going to give you the option of how much or how little you want to talk about it. And so she talked about it for a little while, because she knows a lot of her fans want to hear her talk about that. And then we moved on, and she was all worried about the 3-minute rule, because a lot of interviewers, they do that. They only give their guests 3 minutes to answer something. And so I'm telling her, and she was already a friend of mine, but I was reminding her that, yeah, I don't care about that. That's one reason why I gave her an hour and a half, so she could take her time and give the answers that she wanted to give. And I actually got the greatest compliment from her, because I asked her about something that she said nobody has ever asked her. Nobody. And she's been in the business probably, I don't know, about 60 years, but if not 60, close to it. Because she's around my age, but she started really young. So There you go. That's the kind of stuff that's great. And it'll happen to you, too, once you start having people. Oh, and one other thing I want to tell you before we get into the movie. I mean, unless you wanted to say something else. Because
No, go ahead.
Cut you off. Because we were talking about it. So I saw this post of somebody who had posted something of we did a show. And I don't want to say his name because I didn't get his permission to say it. But we did a show, and he posted the thing so that people could click on it and listen to it. And so somebody that he knew for, like, his entire life, in real life, it wasn't just, you know, on Facebook, he actually knew this person, and that person got on there and said, I've known you my entire life, and I never knew half of the things that you talked about on that show.
Well, see,
so
there you go.
Yeah, that was a great thing to hear. I was like, yeah, that's the kind of stuff I like to hear.
Yes.
Because I like people to feel comfortable. You know, like, I hope you feel comfortable. And if you want to talk about something, I want to give you a chance to talk about it. That's why I let you talk for as long as you wanted to about these things. I didn't worry about, oh, well, he's going over the 3-minute mark. I'm not going to do that. But
yeah,
I'll,
see, the I found out when I was researching and podcasting that, like, you go through the radio to that BTR to have it aired and put out. And other people have producers or studios or whatever the case may be. And when you're with certain aspects of that, they have rules that they make you abide by for your podcast for whatever reason. And go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you, but there's even some that go through Blog Talk Radio that have that 3-minute thing.
Yeah. And see, like, yours is kind of like the Spotify where I'm at. Because I'm putting mine on YouTube, and because I have video. So I'm putting mine on YouTube, but Spotify has video podcast, and I just seen the trailer for the upcoming one posted on Spotify today. And I was looking and seeing that when you do it, like, Spotify has no real rules. It's your podcast. You just go on, and like you do, I ain't got no 3-minute rule. I'm doing my show. You talk the whole hour about this subject, that's on you. Let's hear it. I'm sure other people want to hear it. And that's how I want to do it. I want to ask one question, let you talk about it, and then, you know, go to another one and get as many as we can in. But then you sit there and you look, you know, you're like, I want this to reach. And that's what, like you said, when they said, hey, I never knew that about you, I knew your whole life, that's the response that I want. That's where I'm trying to get to.
Oh, you will. You will. I'm sure you will. Now, I don't want you to get the feeling I'm cutting you off again, but do you have anything else to say about that? Because I do want to get into the film, because we're down to about 15 minutes, and I wanted to use the last at least 15 minutes to talk about the film.
Yeah, go ahead. We're good.
Okay. So as long as we're good, I'm just going to let you go ahead and you take the reins and you talk about the film, whatever you want to tell the listening audience. You just go ahead and say it.
The film that I am currently in production is Jason in Indianapolis, a Friday the 13th tribute. It's coming out in September. It'll be on my YouTube channel. It will also be probably, the link and everything will probably be dropped on my Facebook and on the website. I started this 9 months ago, because I was frustrated getting an acting part. And so I just decided to film it and go forth. And it is, as I said, I'm stressed out. It is stressful and very, very tiring, but I'm learning a lot. Come a long way from where I started. It was a short, about a 41 to 42 minute short film that has now transpired into an 88 minute to 90 minute film that went from about 8 cast members, 1 script writer, myself, and that was it, to having almost 50 cast members and about 8 crew members, a sponsor, and a few other businesses that are contributing to my film with more than just donations of money. They've contributed props, and they've contributed knowledge and resources and contacts that have gotten me to where I am with this film. Yeah. We have about a quarter of it film, which are mostly the remote scenes, and some of the other scenes that I have shot here in Indianapolis have been shot, and we're getting ready starting next month to start shooting the Jason in Indianapolis scenes, where he does his slash and tear throughout the city. I've already got dates scheduled and stuff for, I think, all the in-person actors and actresses are ready to go. My Indiegogo has raised 105. It's only got a few days left to reach 1,000, but if it doesn't, the 105 will be used to get some props like blood and a few other little items that are going to be needed for the film. I've got the whole costume.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but the only reason why I am is because since you mentioned it, you can say it again later, but go ahead and tell people where they can go to the Indiegogo.
If you go on to Indiegogo.com, you can type in Friday or Jason in Indianapolis or Friday the 13th, Jason in Indianapolis, and it should pop up. But you can also just plain Google Jason in Indianapolis, and it'll pop up, and it'll be the first 10, 11 searches underneath that. And Indiegogo is listed there as well as the website and everything else.
And what about the website? Tell people what that is.
The website, if you Google it, you'll see a website in there by Webador. That is the Jason in Indianapolis movie website. I haven't updated it yet because things have changed, but I will be doing that very soon. But there are some things in there. You can feel free to go in and look. And there's some pictures of some of the cast, some of the podcast links that I've been on that I've talked about this, contact information, and some other stuff. And I believe the link for the YouTube is in there as well. But I also have my Linktree, which is Linktree, my name, Samuel Schmucker. That has every single link for every single thing about me, Schmucker Security, the film, everything. The website's there for the film, the group that you can join to follow on my social media for the film is there as well. Pretty much those two things. Google that, Jason in Indianapolis. You can find the website and everything. Or go to Facebook, Samuel Schmucker. Or go to Linktree, Samuel Schmucker, and you can find everything. And if you can't, cool. I'm Schmucker Security. Google it, and there's my phone number, and you can text me.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so I'll just let you go ahead and continue talking about the film, because I know you weren't done. So go ahead and talk some more, because we've still got like 10 minutes.
Okay. So we can shoot, but I have to touch this jacket up. It got messed up. So it's going to be getting touched up and redone here very soon. We've got the underskin coming. It should be here any day now. It is the latex mask that is under the hockey mask. It's what Jason's face looks like today from the original Friday the 13th movie. I was able to make a very good connection with a man named Eric. His information is available on my social media, and it will also be in the website. This man literally turned out a mask for Jason's face from the few pictures I was able to send him and the hockey mask that I had custom made to design this face around it and age it from Jason supposedly drowning, being buried in the dirt, going to hell, being shipped off to space, surviving Manhattan, fighting Freddy Krueger, and then going back into the woods, and 30-some years later, here's Jason's face. And that's what he turned out, and it's gory, it's creepy, it's horrific, but it's beautiful. And the hockey mask, another person I made a good connection with from New Blood Custom Creations, turned out a custom-made, one-of-a-kind hockey mask from the specifications that I was able to give to him. He took it and made it his own and turned out a gorgeous hockey mask that will be used in the film. And these are all people who contributed to be a part of it. And like I said at the very first time when we talked, and since day one of me publicly announcing this, is I have no budget, literally. And everything that you will see in this film has either been donated, contributed, given, or allowed to be used. What little money we get will be on blood and a few certain locations that I really want in the film, but legal purposes and contractual purposes, they can't voluntarily let me shoot on site, and the prices are pretty relevantly cheap, that a few of those are going to be there, and everybody a part of this will be in the end of my credits and a special thanks, as well as on IMBD. And we're also still looking for sponsors and businesses. I don't care where you're at. You could be in Florida, Texas, the UK, Canada. If you have a business that you want to be featured in the film, we would love to talk to you. If you're in Indianapolis and listening and you have a business or close to that you want in the film, we would love to talk to you. We need sponsors. We need backing. We want to make this film because it's a fan film by the fans to highlight Indianapolis. Nothing's been filmed here in a movie. And I'm bringing Jason here with a story that's never been told, that's original. It's mine. I created it. I researched it. I wrote a story. And now we have a script, and I'm bringing him here. And I just want everybody to help support it and lift it up and get it out there for everybody to see the tribute, Jason and Friday the 13th, and keep it alive.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that, because Jason fans, I would think they'd want to get in on that. I mean, some can't, you know, because they don't have the money. But you can also share the campaign and, you know, on these people, they can have their own, they might have their own podcast and they can mention it there. So there's things you can do besides money, just like what you said a few minutes ago.
Yes. And see, another aspect from earlier in our conversation. Again, if you have a vision and you push forth, you can make it happen. Because, again, I've got a quarter of a movie filmed. I've got actresses and actors and wrestlers and all kinds of people and musicians involved in this. And all I did was ask.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought I'd make a movie, let alone star in a movie. But here I am. I got a story, and I got a legit, real script of my story, and I've got footage of my story. It still baffles me. It still gets me inside, because if I like something and I want to try to do something, I try to jump in. A lot of times I don't make it all the way, but with this I can say, don't stop. You see something you want to do, and it's doable, jump on it. Keep going with it, because I wanted to wrestle before, but I'm 46 years old. Ain't no way I'm getting in the ring and trying to wrestle. You know? So, you know, that's a dream that got shattered. But I got the next best thing. I get to hang out with wrestlers, legends. I get to record and photograph these matches and these meet and greets. And so I'm still part of it. I just may not be one of them. But on the other aspect, I'm an actor. And I'm taking an iconic slasher and I'm doing something original with him. And doing it with very little help, but doing it. And I'm learning everything as I go, which just adds to the aspect of you can do it if you try.
Yep. Totally true. And again, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just wanted to let you know that we're down to under 3 minutes. So usually at this time, I let the guests say whatever it is that they want to say in closing. You know, you have free reign to say what you want, except for, you know, try to keep it PG-13.
Yes.
But go ahead and take your 2 minutes now to say whatever it is you want to say.
You guys can find me on Facebook under Samuel Schmucker. It will be a picture of me with a security badge on and Schmucker Security behind me. You can Google me, Samuel Schmucker, but put Indianapolis after it, please. Otherwise, you'll get a poet from the 1890s. You can also Google Schmucker Security. Everything will pop up right away. You can Google the movie, Jason in Indianapolis. It'll pop up right away. Again, Schmucker Security on Google. My phone number is listed there. If you have problems with anything, got questions, want to reach out, want to try to help us, sponsor us, donate, contribute, send me a text message. And we can go from there. My email's there and everything else. So I hope to hear from everybody, and thank you guys for listening.
Okay. So there you have it, folks. Samuel Schmucker was my guest tonight, and he was talking about the film Jason in Indianapolis. So do what you can to check on it and see what you can do to help. And you don't need money, just something, a talent, or you, maybe you know somebody that has some money. So there you go. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. And thank you, Sam, for being on the show again. I really enjoyed having you.
Thank you for having me again. And hopefully after the movie comes out, we can get back on and talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, that would be nice. Okay, I have to close it out now because they're ready to cut us off. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.